Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Now, RTÉ has outlined proposals for a register of interests for staff and contractors that could apply to all workers who are paid around €73,000 a year or more. The document outlines RTÉ's intention to bring existing policies together with the creation of an RTÉ register of interests and an organisation-wide register of external activities. Minister for Media Catherine Martin has welcomed the publication of the scoping document. Joining me now for more on this is Assistant Professor in Governance, Sustainability and Finance at University of Galway, Orla Lenehan, and also Labour Party Senator Marie Sherlock. You're both very welcome to the programme. Orla, I might turn to you first of all. Your reaction to this register?
Hi, Cormac. Yeah, look, I mean, from a corporate governance point of view, from an internal control perspective, it's a welcome development. It's actually quite a common procedure in public service organisations. It's in force in the HSE. Even in my own university sector, we have to declare, you know, external activities and conflicts of interest. So I think from that point of view, you know, it is welcome. What would be involved is that staff would disclose if there's any interests that are materially influencing how they're performing their duties, and why we need to see that in RTÉ is that they're a public service broadcaster. You know, they need to be impartial, fair and independent. So all very welcome from a control and a framework perspective. I suppose concerns maybe at the moment around whether or not that information should be published
or
reside with management internally. Well, you see, the issue here is that individuals have rights under GDPR and free freedom of information, etc. And it's very important that individuals' rights aren't breached. Also, I guess from a governance point of view, I'm not sure if it would be beneficial to publish the information. But what we do need to see is how will the policy be enforced? And if we can trust management...
I mean, if this is all about transparency and trust and regaining trust, why wouldn't it be beneficial to publish?
Well, I suppose the key thing is whether or not the actual information will be acted on by management. So it's management are best placed, I believe, to determine if an activity is at a conflict of interest. I'm not sure if some of the general public would be best placed to make that call. But if we can see that we have faith in the management that they will make that call and implement the policy correctly, you'd like to think that any good internal policy like that, if it's implemented correctly, doesn't necessarily need to be published.
There's a question there, Orla. Sorry to cut across you, but you said the staff member or the contractor would have to ascertain if the interest that they have would materially influence production. Now, there's a subjective element to that, is there? How do you get around that? How do you ensure that that's objectively decided?
Yes, and that falls on the staff member. So that is a tricky one, you're right, Cormac, because in a sense, it is up to every individual staff member, you know, to consider the position they're in, what they're reporting on, what the interest is potentially that could be causing the conflict. And I think the best advice there is that if there is any uncertainty, once there's this formal policy in place, there is a mechanism through which that staff member can actually go and seek advice through management.
For this to work properly, there would have to be external oversight. Would that happen at the media committee?
100%. First, internal oversight through the internal auditor, and that will feed its way up to the committee, because if it is an internal audit procedure, then we should see the reports on it feeding back up to board and ultimately back up to committee. That would be, you know, that's why it needs to be formalised.
Okay. Can I bring in Marie Sherlock? Stay with me, Orla, for a moment. What's your reaction to all of this, Marie Sherlock of Labour? Do you think it would go, if it were to be implemented as is, would it restore confidence in RTÉ?
Well, I think it's very much to be welcomed, this scoping document that was published today. I think the register is really important to both in instilling public confidence back in RTÉ and also in terms of ensuring that we have proper internal controls in place. Like I think, you know, the interesting thing is that, you know, there is a system already in place that You know, if there is a potential conflict of interest, or if there is external work, I understand that, you know, presenters are supposed to seek permission anyway. And of course, what we've seen is sometimes that has worked and other times it hasn't. So this is about ensuring that existing systems within RTE work, and that we actually have that degree of transparency as well. As to whether it should be published or not, well, you know, I'm not so sure. I think I'm open to those arguments, but I think what's critical here is that we ensure that RT staff and contractors are reporting to the fullest extent possible. So I would have a number of concerns, A, with regards to the salary cut-off or the income cut-off of 73,000. I think it should probably apply to all staff. And then you don't have that kind of, you know, cliff edge then of somebody just underneath. So I think that's an issue. And I think
Think people on 30 or 40,000 euro, that they should be declaring their interests in other areas as well?
I think when you look at other semi-state companies, certainly in the non-commercial semi-state companies, I understand that certain organisations, all staff have to declare interests outside their work.
Very heavy-handed, Marie. I mean, you have researchers working on programmes, and you have other staff who might not be on as much as presenters, for example, or management, and they would do really, really important work, but they wouldn't be paid a huge amount of money, would they?
And Cormac, I suppose, since day one in this fiasco, I think we've been talking, or I've certainly been trying to talk about those lower paid workers who've been, you know, I suppose they're the ones who've been so well served by this mess, because, you know, they go in day in, day out to provide broadcasting to the highest possible standard.
Well, no, but I
think this is an internal thing. So that's why I'm saying about the publication part of it. I wouldn't be convinced on that, but I think actually, you know, when you start setting an income threshold, you then end up with an issue as to, you know, who falls. And to me, the important thing here is, what are we trying to get to the heart of, right? We're trying to get to the heart of those who, ensuring that if people are so privileged to be able to present an RTE, that there isn't a conflict of interest, we've observed over recent years that there is certain individuals who've built careers outside of RTE on the back of their careers in RTE,
and that's why we need the transparency. Can I ask you this though, as one of the most outspoken, and I say that in a positive way, TDs on this issue, do you think there should be sanction for non-disclosure?
Well, I think this comes back to the internal controls and management in RTE. And as we've seen, you know, there has been many failures in this regard. And I think if you know, in order for a system to work, people, you know, need to fully disclose. And if they don't, then there has to be some sort of sanction. Yeah. And I don't say that lightly.
Okay. Would you be in agreement,
I don't like the word sanction, but the bottom line is this: if there's an internal policy and an obligation to disclose your conflict of interest, potential conflict of interest, then to me, if you fail to do that, you should be liable to some form of disciplinary action.
Okay, and we can debate that, whatever that is, a little bit later on, if it's ever broken by anyone. Look, Assistant Professor in Governance, Sustainability and Finance at the University of Galway, Orla Lenehan, thank you very much. And Labour Party Rep Marie Sherlock, thank you as well.